From Washington, $6 billion has been reduced from the federal budget, and Democrats and Republicans are looking for another $6 billion that must be implemented by March the 18th. In looking at agriculture, they are saying now that most of the cuts will come from high-profile federal programs, including federal building construction, public broadcasting, and a historical preservation program championed by former First Lady Laura Bush. The Obama administration said it would be irresponsible to keep running the government on such short-term bills and dragging out the negotiations. Carl Hurst reported this week that the measure, which Democrats included, would cut $6 billion from federal budget over the next three-week period by eliminating or reducing 25 programs at a savings of about $3.5 billion and reclaiming another $2.6 billion that would be set for local projects that now would not be financed. Already, the Agriculture Department has given up about $4 billion from the federal crop insurance program. They cannot get to direct payments because those have already been made this year, and there will be no countercyclical payments this year, so that money is not available. All the crop prices are above the threshold for receiving any type of countercyclical payment. So it looks like the budgets in agriculture, even after this cut, will stay the same. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.